We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Johnson & Johnson says U.S. regulators extended the expiration date on millions of doses of its COVID-19 vaccine by an extra 6 weeks. ABC's Mark Remillard joins us live now. And Mark, first off, how encouraging is this news for Johnson & Johnson and others concerned about the possibility that doses could go bad?
Yeah, it's a welcomed change to the emergency use authorization by the FDA, certainly for the company and for states that are starting to get close to that deadline of expiration. Ohio, for example, has 200,000 doses that it says are of Johnson & Johnson's vaccine that it says are set to expire on the 23rd of this month. And Arkansas has said it's got somewhere in the neighborhood of about 54,000 doses or so that it says are set to expire this month. So this could potentially, assuming these doses qualify, I'm not sure, you know, if there are any specific concerns for those doses in particular, but assuming they fit under this change, then those doses would be able to hang around for another 6 weeks and potentially be used. And so that is a welcome change for a number of states that say they're butting up against a deadline. And the deadline, but the expiration period for Johnson & Johnson wasn't very long to begin with. It was only 3 months to start. And so the FDA has now bumped that up to 4.5 months. When you compare that to Pfizer and Moderna, that both have a 6 month shelf life right off the bat.
How is the expiration date determined?
Yeah, so they go through testing to determine this. And when the companies apply for emergency use, they submit data that concerns how long the vaccine is stable for and what temperatures and how it should be stored. And this is all part of the review process. And so I think what we're seeing here and why these lengths have extended is because as there was more time for testing, they've been able to do more testing to determine that the vaccine can in fact stay stable for longer than what they had evidence for before. So when they first submitted their emergency use request, they went to the FDA, said, you know, we know that it's stable for 3 months at refrigerator temperatures. So the FDA agreed. Now they say they've submitted the data that shows it can last 4.5 months. Perhaps eventually it'll be 6 months, maybe more. You know, eventually they'll start to see where that length is. But, you know, so it takes time for them to be able to study this. And in this case, not a moment too soon here with these doses set to expire in many places.
And how does this announcement today help in getting vaccines to other nations or perhaps other states across this country?
Yeah, I think that this is, I think the easier a vaccine can be stored, as in, you know, the temperatures that it has to be held at, the longer it can be stored, the better the situation. The more places you can reach that are hard to reach, like rural areas, be it here in the U.S. or in other countries, just the logistics of shipping hundreds of thousands of doses potentially from the U.S. or other places, from manufacturing plants to maybe countries that are very rural in Africa and places like that. I mean, the longer you can have this thing stored at normal refrigerator temperatures, the better. And so this is welcome news, I think, no matter what. Just like when we saw Pfizer come be able to be stored at lower temperatures for longer periods of time. Originally, it was had to be stored at very, very low specialized temperatures because that's all they had the data for. Then as they tested it more, the FDA said, well, you can store it at standard refrigerator temperatures or standard freezer temperatures for longer than we originally thought. So the longer it can last at refrigerator temperatures, the higher temperatures you can store it at, the better it seems. And so that's welcome news here as well.
Thanks, Mark, for joining us tonight.
Hey, my pleasure. Thank you.
That's ABC's Mark Remillard talking about Johnson & Johnson's U.S. announcement that U.S. regulators have extended the expiration date on millions of doses of the COVID-19 vaccine.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.